After being forced to cancel its 2020 season because of the COVID pandemic, the Dorset Theater Festival is back, just not in its traditional home at the Dorset Playhouse. Instead, the Summer Theater Festival will pick up where it left off at the end of the 2019 season at the Southern Vermont Arts Center, where a temporary outdoor stage has been constructed behind the Arkell Pavilion. The Theater Festival will host two plays this summer, beginning on July 9th with a production of Laughing Wild, described as a blast from the 1980s comedy. It will run through July 31st, with performances starting at 8 p.m. on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. No performances on Mondays or Thursdays. That will be followed with a world premiere of a play by Travis Tate titled Queen of the Night, beginning on August 10th, and that will run through September 4th. It will be a different experience for theatergoers, but one that has offered a chance for the two local arts organizations to collaborate around, as Dina Janis, the artistic director of the Dorset Theater Festival, and Ann Corso, the executive director of the Southern Vermont Arts Center, discussed recently.
Both organizations felt right away the opportunity of coming out of something like this that we've all lived through and being together in kind of a partnership and bringing people back together again. And I think it just kind of happened from there. And every time something comes up, we try to solve it, you know.
Right. And for SVAC, you know, one of our favorite questions is, what if, you know? Well, what if we did this? What if more people came to campus? And so one of the things that, you know, I felt really strongly about was being a good community partner and being a host. We have this wonderful space here, both in terms of buildings and land. We have so much of it. And we can't possibly program it ourselves every minute. And so why not let our arts partners, our educational partners, our nonprofit partners share in that? That benefits all of us to be a venue.
Yeah, and I think also, I mean, this past few years, from my view, you all have done so much with your leadership and transforming and really lifting up the Southern Vermont Arts Center in a way that's exciting. So it just felt like, well, if we have to be out in a field somewhere for a summer and not in our, you know, our home, which is the Playhouse, it just felt like something exciting to be part of, the kind of energy here and the shows that you are doing, and it just seemed like a good fit for us. Yeah.
And it makes the arts richer. You know, we at SVAC are, you know, generally focused on the visual arts. We're focused on arts education. To a degree, we're focused on the musical arts, at least at times. But really to have the full picture and the full arts experience and to have drama, to have theater, to have this incredibly high quality, nationally known performance festival come to our campus is just, you know, really, really gratifying for all of us here on the Hill. So we feel very lucky to be able to partner.
Yeah.
The theater festival will also be offering a play titled Scarecrow, which is being directed by Dina Janis through its Pipeline Workshop series. They're also developing a series of audio plays featuring new plays by playwrights Teresa Rebeck and Chisa Hutchinson. More information about all of this is available at the festival's website, dorsettheaterfestival.org. Having the plays performed outside influenced their selection, Dina Janis said.
Really different model. So, you know, for one thing, you're out in the elements, you know, and we really had to think about what kinds of plays would do well outside. You know, we don't do musicals, we do plays. So, you know, certain kinds of drama, you really need the walls and doors and stairs and real kitchens or whatever, sort of a hyper-realistic set. So we were really looking for material that wouldn't compete with the fact that we were outside. In fact, it would embrace it. So, you know, we found two plays that I think really do, one of which is actually set outside in an overnight camping trip.
And there's also another upside to hosting the plays at the Arts Center, both directors noted. Well, you're coming up for the play anyway. You can make a day of it and check out what the Arts Center offers in terms of its gallery shows and new restaurant, Curate. Normal is returning, although this year at least, it will be a new normal. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.